visit the website, finallynewhope.com. That's finallynewhope.com. All right, people, listen up. If you are within the sound of my voice and are tired of your high cell phone bill, then there is new hope for you. Finallynewhope.com. It's a fantastic service. For only $49 per month, you get unlimited text, talk, data over a 4G network. Not only that, but at finallynewhope.com, you could possibly get your cell phone bill paid for every month by just telling other people about the service. That's finallynewhope.com, where you can get unlimited text, talk, data over a 4G network for only $49 a month or less. Check out the website today, finallynewhope.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and guess what? You're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Friends here.
Wow.
Over the past years. So funny. We kid around him all the time, but all you got to do is call him and he'll be here. That's a friend in need.
Amazing.
Indeed. Thank you, John. We do
thank
appreciate
you,
sir.
It. Thank you.
Great job, John.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hope your Friday night is going swell. Before we get started, I want to definitely send out thoughts and prayers to all the families affected by the Connecticut elementary school shooting this morning. It's such a travesty. And tonight, I know I will be doing this, and I'm sure most of you will as well. I'm definitely be hugging our children and letting them know that we love them. And we'll also be praying for the children and the staff lost in that whole horrific travesty today in Connecticut. Definitely wanted to say that before we got started. If you're just tuning in, guess what? You tuned in to the E-Buzz with yours truly, Carla B. I'm definitely happy to be here with you guys. And if you are streaming live from our EOTM radio page, we ask that you take a moment and subscribe to receive alerts to our future shows. We definitely have some really great stuff coming to you guys in 2013 and beyond, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Make sure you subscribe to our feeds, and then also follow me in particular on Twitter. And you can follow me at EOTMPR, and I'll be sure to follow you back. We do have a great show lined up, and this is actually part of a new series of shows under the EOTM Radio Network, and it's called Interview with an Entrepreneur. So I always like these types of shows because EOTM, for those of you that may be listening for the first time, EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So definitely these types of interviews is definitely what our network was founded upon. So definitely I'm excited to say that I'll be speaking with founder of LuxCarWanted.com. This guy's name is John Ackerman, and he's doing a lot of great things in his territory. And then after that, I'll be speaking with author of 9/11 to Global Jihad, Don Gould. And he'll be with me the second half of the show. But right now, I'm not going to take any more commercial breaks. I'm going to bring it on in a great way. I want to welcome John Ackerman to the E-Buzz, first-time guest. Welcome to the show, John.
Yeah, hey, Carla V. Thanks a lot. I just want to mention the last name is Ackerman, John Ackerman.
Okay, what did I say?
I think you said Ackerman or something like that.
I'm just crazy with names. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Welcome
That's okay.
to the show. Yeah, so sure. I'll tell you this. Well, really quickly, even before I even tell you anything else, can you share with our listeners, John, a little bit more about you?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually a commercial real estate professional by trade and education. And it's still part of my a large part of my business life. I have three companies related to commercial real estate and commercial finance. And this latest venture, LuxCarWanted.com, was actually conceived during the height of my real estate career 5-6 years ago. And then kind of put on the shelf when the economy tanked and I'm down here in Florida. And now LuxCarWanted is part of the reinvention of my entrepreneurship in a different direction.
That's awesome. That is definitely awesome. It sounds like you're a smart guy to get into to be into real estate, of course, and then finance and this. Definitely a great thing. And I was intrigued because, you deal with a lot of luxury automobiles. So let's talk about LuxCarWanted.com. I know that the name said a lot, but can you share with us exactly what it is that you do and the kinds of cars?
Sure. It's actually a different concept. It's a concept that's out there to some extent, but it's really not. We're trying to take it to another level. And what it is, it's the opposite of, looking for cars that are for sale. What it is and how the idea came about was 2006, I was looking for a certain older Porsche 911 that was air-cooled as opposed to water-cooled, like the newer ones are, that had a wide body. It was a wide body model, and actually even a slant nose. So you're getting into a very particular model of a car. And what I realized was after a certain point of spending weekends after weekends after weekends, looking for the car, actually driving to places to find out, other issues about the car weren't acceptable. I said, there's got to be a different way where I can. Why can't I just post facts about a car I'm looking to buy, into a database, onto a website, and then the dealers who have that car, and maybe from anywhere in the country. This is a national thing. So if you're looking for a car here in South Florida, and it's usually, like I said, if it's a Mercedes, it's probably an AMG model or with certain aftermarket enhancements, and that's a need we're filling. There's not that many of these cars all over the place. So that's the concept of the business, Lux Car Wanted, as opposed, what you're doing is you're posting, information about the car you're looking for onto the site.
Okay. So you're not necessarily looking for cars to buy, which initially when I saw the website, I was thinking that. But so it's not that you're looking to purchase cars. I'm luxury vehicles from different people.
Right. No, we are not as a company looking to purchase cars. Our concept is for the consumer, an individual private consumer who's looking for a certain car. And
gotcha.
this is an alternative way of, auto acquisition.
Right. And just typing into your search and the particular type of car, the model and stuff like that. And I see that the market would be big because I've searched for cars and I've searched for particular cars, and it's really hard, and it takes you to those really large, sites, the bigger ones that you're not always trying to deal with. So I think that's a great thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, obviously, anybody who's looking for a car, they're going to make certain efforts and to do their own proactive search. But if you're looking for a unique vehicle, and at this point, this site functions totally on, pre-owned vehicles, which obviously, if you're looking for a new car, you can walk into any dealer and give the specs and order it, with the color, with the interior, however you want it. And generally, there's no shortages of product. But with a pre-owned car, there is potentially shortages of product. So this is a niche we're trying to fill to help the consumer, find that car.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And then I know, like for me in particular, I have a vision board, and just getting off the subject a little bit, not really though, but I'm looking for I'm turning 41 next year. And so I said, okay, it's time for me to get something really big. And I drive a Mercedes now, but I was like, okay, time for the Bentley. So do you have specific cars such as those in your database of vehicles?
I mean, all those brands, generally the luxury brands, which obviously, Jaguar, the recent years of Jaguar are very, very hot. Bentley, Ferrari, Lamborghini. Also, Maserati is very, very, very hot brand right now.
Yeah, especially in California.
yeah. And anywhere where the weather is good, it seems.
Right.
It seems, the cars, California is a big car state, Texas, Florida, and then a couple of northeastern states, New York, obviously, where I'm from, and I think you are as well.
Right. That's awesome. So you do have it. And So considering what you do, do you think that you're pretty competitive in your region in regards to what you do exactly?
Yeah, and actually, you know, we're pretty much still in the startup stages. You know, our service for a consumer is free. There's no cost for that, so you can't be more competitive on that side.
Right.
And then actually,
right.
Our revenue side of the business is coming from you know, sellers, both dealers who are constantly looking for inventory.
Okay.
And private sellers.
Right.
And what also auto enthusiasts who are basically, you know, they're possibly in the market for a car at any given time. I mean, people who even have, you know, rented warehouse space to store their toys, you know, their cars and stuff.
Right. Awesome. You know, that's really great. You know, one part of these series of shows in regards to interview with an entrepreneur is about, of course, the entrepreneur getting on air and being able to promote themselves. It's about that. It's definitely about that, but it's also about the entrepreneur or the person at home looking to or wanting to jump into this entrepreneurship type thing. So in particular, you know, if there's any like college students that are sitting listening to you right now, what three pieces of advice, John, would you be willing to give to those aspiring entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, you obviously have to have a dream and a clear vision, and then essentially you have to be relentless. That's number one thing, or one of the three things. Always think creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Is number two, and be as resourceful as you can. And actually, the real estate part of my business and career is not e-commerce based like LuxCarWanted.com is. So
right.
Young people, you know, they're growing up with all these things. You know, I'm 50 years old, so the young people today, they're growing up knowing Twitter and you know, everything that's out there, where somebody
right.
my age is only incorporating into this business for, say, you know, halfway through my career or so.
Right. And those definitely great tips, and considering you're talking a little bit about social media, you know, do you feel that social media it plays a big part in marketing businesses today?
Yes, it does, and I think I guess it wouldn't quite be called social media, but absolutely social media does, and certain, what we're having luck with is certain car forums, online car chats and car forums, and things of that nature, and they obviously exist in every industry, so that's coupled with social media, it's absolutely necessary, at minimal, to have a presence.
Yes.
And then, you know, then you can work to maximize it from there.
Yeah, that's some great advice. It definitely is. So do you believe that there is some sort of a pattern or formula to becoming a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, I think there is. I think there's a pattern, and also it's kind of self-evident, because successful entrepreneurs often have, you know, several businesses and successes in different fields, but employing, you know, they're employing their similar skill set to each endeavor.
Don't you just love it, right? You know, we're so creative. Our creative mind,
yes.
Sometimes though
right.
you know, there's so many ideas, you know, and it's kind
exactly.
of hard to really pinpoint exactly what, but, you know, being an entrepreneur is definitely a beautiful thing. You mentioned that, you know, you are, you know, kind of taking the social media by the rein, so to speak. So go ahead and share with our listener, John, ways for them to be able to contact you and maybe ask you questions in regards to exactly what it is that you do with LuxCarWanted.com.
Sure. I have several email addresses, but I'll give them the most simple one. I can be contacted directly via email, John, just J-O-H-N, at Lux, L-U-X, carwanted.com. Just spelled out like that. So John at luxcarwanted.com. The website is obviously luxcarwanted.com. That's probably the best way to get to me directly and make sure I respond immediately to any inquiries. It comes directly to my email.
Okay, alrighty, and I know definitely I just be looking out for a call from me because, like I said, I am looking for a particular vehicle, and I'm looking for pre-owned. I really don't want to spend the money on a brand new Bentley because they're are definitely up there in prices. But I'm definitely interested to see if you offer anything like that on your website. And then let's definitely talk because, to see if we could maybe create some incentive for our listeners and then for your customers as well.
Right. That sounds like a great idea. I would love that. And, you can also contact us on Facebook and Twitter at luxcarwanted.com.
Oh, okay. So what's your Twitter exactly? Is it luxcarwanted?
Yes.
On Twitter?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And then your Facebook is luxcarwanted.com as well, or is it just luxcarwanted?
.com. Luxcarwanted.com.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, John, thank you so much for your time. Definitely stay in contact, and hopefully I'll be getting a vehicle through you very soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Carly.
Right. Oh, no problem. No problem. You guys hold tight. We'll be right back. We'll take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our new series of shows called Interview with an Entrepreneur. Hold tight, y'all.
Hey, listen. While you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, "Oh, my God, how'd you do that?" And I've got the instructions to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
What's up? Welcome back to the eBuzz. Yours truly, Carla B. And if you are just tuning in right now, you missed out on a really great interview with a savvy entrepreneur. I was speaking with John Ackerman. He is the founder of LuxCarWanted.com. So if you're looking for that flashy, shiny vehicle to profile around your town in 2013, you definitely want to check him out and let him know that you heard about him right here on EOTMRadio.com. His website is www.LuxCarWanted.com. And we're going to keep it moving. Definitely, because it's Friday night, and we know that you have money in your pocket and you have things to do. But seriously, though, because we have some really great guests on the show tonight, and we are continuing our series of shows highlighting some of the savviest entrepreneurs across the country. And up next, I'll be speaking with an author. His name is Don Gould, and he is the author of 9/11, and I don't want to mess up his title, so I am going to bring Don Gould on so we can talk about his great, great book, and my assistant just put it in front of me. So again, that title is 9/11 to Global Jihad, and when I heard about this book, and I'm actually reading excerpts of it as we speak. When I first heard about it, I said definitely I feel like that this author would be a great, great fit for my show, number one, because I've done a lot of different shows on conspiracy. So I am definitely a conspiracy theorist, but just not over the top with it. But I'm one that is, certain things and information, there's truth to a whole bunch of stuff. So I don't want to ramble, but at this time, definitely want to bring Don Gould on to the eBuzz. First-time guest. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, Carla, and glad to be here, and glad to be talking to you and your audience tonight.
Yeah, we're definitely happy to have you. Before I even dive into your new book, I want you to, if you can share with our listeners a little bit about you. And hopefully I didn't chop your name up.
You did a good job. Very, very good. Tell you a little bit about Don Gould, Carla. I spent many, many years living and working abroad, okay? I basically worked all over the world, Middle East, Asia, Africa, a lot of different environments. I was in oil and gas and in the mining industry. Did a tour in Iraq as a contractor of the Army in 2004-2005. And I came back to America, and I found a country I had problems recognizing, as you can understand. You're gone a long time, things change, you know, some good, some bad, like anything else. But I developed did a lot of research over the years, acquired a lot of knowledge, lived in a lot of exotic, far-flung corners of the world, and I decided I needed to send a message to America and really to the Western world. So I chose to do that via an entertaining a method. 9/11 to Global Jihad is actually a thriller. It's a techno-political thriller along the lines of Tom Clancy, a Brad Thor, a Vince Flynn, and so forth. But
okay.
What it does is it basically sends a message that we need to wake up and pay attention, get real, in other words, with regard to radical Islam.
Right.
Radical Islam, I've experienced Islam around the world, from Indonesia to Iraq to Dubai, Malaysia, all over the world. I've seen it in Africa and so forth. And what most people do not understand is that Islam is not just a religion, which is what most people construe, what we in America and the Western world consider to be a religion. Islam is much, much more than that. It is a way of life.
Right.
Okay? And so that's basically the message the book sends, is we need to understand it. We need to wake up to what their ultimate goals are, and we need to understand the impact that those goals will have on us if we don't know, if we don't take some actions. And that action really is to gain more knowledge and to stand up to what's going on in the world.
Right, right. So this is not just another novel. There's, even though you said it's a thriller,
right,
you do add a lot of things that's truth and just from your experiences in those parts of the world, correct?
That's correct. It's a thriller. It's a fictional scenario, but it's a very real potential path that the world can and will take if we don't wake up to what's going on and you know, basically stand up to it, do something about it. We can't keep bowing down, and that's what we're doing right now. We're acquiescing, we're bowing down, we're concerned that we're going to offend somebody, and
right.
They see that as weakness. That's what they see it as.
Right, right. And this question is just in regards to your living in a lot of different parts of the world and just the opinions. Well, just me, say for instance, and the way I look at things, and it seems like that there's so much hatred towards the West.
Exactly.
Is that the case when you went there? Or I wouldn't necessarily say hatred, but maybe misunderstanding in regards to Western civilization, Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there is. We've all heard it. You've heard it on the news when you see the riots and you see the things that go on, and you hear the talk of the great Satan and the fact that they see us as basically an immoral, decadent society. Is out of step with their idea of what the world should be. And if you listen to what's going on, particularly if you look at what's happening in the Middle East right now, what you have coming to power, you had a lot of dictatorships and so forth there for many, many years. Now, this is, Iraq, it's Egypt, it's Syria, and so forth. And most of those are going down with they started with the Arab Spring, and it's continuing today.
Right.
So we say, okay, democracy's working. We're getting democratic governments in power and so forth. The thing we need to understand about that is some of those so-called democratic governments are actually infiltrated and very heavily controlled at the top end by people that are terrorists that come out of terrorist organizations. The Muslim Brotherhood is an example. They rule in Egypt today. They came to power in a democratic vote.
Right.
FBI Director Mueller told Congress in 2011, the Muslim Brotherhood basically support and organize terrorism in the U.S. and around the world. So, who are we supporting, and what are we doing with these types of scenarios? That's the thing that we have to take a hard look at. We have to send some messages to our government, to our elected representatives, because, like I say, these guys respect strength. They do not respect weakness, and they see all this apologizing and so forth as weakness.
Right. I definitely agree with that. I want to talk a little bit about just how radical Islam, they're defying things, especially in particular, human rights and democracy. You want to touch on that a little bit from your experiences?
Yeah. If you take those two terms, those two terms are very good examples, Carla. Human rights and democracy from an Islamic viewpoint, and it's actually documented in a lot of their documents and so forth. Their definition of human rights and democracy is within the context of Sharia law, okay? Sharia law is a part of their way of life. It's actually how their way of life is defined. It was defined in the 7th century, okay? It has not changed significantly since the 7th century. So when they talk about human rights and democracy, it doesn't mean the same thing that it means to us.
Right.
Okay? It means such things as, let's take punishment for example, okay? If you commit certain acts that they consider as basically offensive under the context of Sharia law, you can, the punishment would maybe that you lose a hand. They cut off your hand. If you do certain other things, they may cut off your foot. You do it again, and they'll cut off another one. It's not too far down the road. You get into some things that are much more severe. You may be stoned to death. You may be decapitated. You may have your head cut off. All those types of punishments are valid and actually happen today. They happen today in the Middle East in the governments that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the stories in the news and the flocking of women and the stoning, and it's just wild. I can't.
What happens too many times, Carla, and this is the really sad aspect of this. A woman can be raped, and she can under the context of Sharia law and can be found guilty of adultery and can be stoned to death.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So just all these stories and all the stuff that you've learned just living, you know, and working in over like 18 different countries across the world. All these things has basically led you to become an author and tell stories in this, tell your story in this way.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly right. We're trying to send a message, and we're doing it, you know, in some other ways as well. My website's got a lot of information on it. From there, you can access some videos we put together that are on YouTube. In January, we're actually cranking up a weekly talk radio show.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's basically going to be titled Wake Up America, Get Real.
Okay.
And
you know,
we'll be talking about a lot of both domestic and international issues, what's happening today and the types of things that we need to really understand and take action on.
Right.
And it's not happening today because most people do not really understand the facts, Carl.
Right, they don't, and they're just blind to a whole lot of stuff. But I'm excited for you in regards to your everything that you're doing in your books and then your talk show as well. So I want to ask you if you could just please keep me posted in regards to your talk show. And I do a lot of different shows on a number of different topics. I do a lot of shows on conspiracy theories and things of that sort. But I would love to really engage our listeners and then just to bring, you know, just the kind of information that you're trying to share. I want to bring it to my listeners as well. So, you know, I'll definitely be in contact with you to see if we can work something out. Maybe you can come on my show maybe once every 2 months and just share 15
yeah.
minutes of some knowledge, because I definitely believe knowledge is power, and you're a really smart guy and you're doing so many great things. We want to be a part of that. I want to ask you this. What was it like, Don, you know, just living and working in 18 countries across the world? I mean, it looks
it
like
was,
it definitely grounded you, number one.
it was exciting, you know, it some people would say adventurous in a lot of ways. I saw a lot of different things, Carl. Yeah, just give you a couple of examples. Spent some time in New Guinea. New Guinea's the big island northeast of Australia, and it's a very primitive part of the world. It's actually divided. It's part of two countries. One part is Papua New Guinea, and the other part is the West Papua province of Indonesia. And one of the things I saw there on we were actually developing a mine on one of the islands, and our camp was basically up on a bluff overlooking a beautiful bay. One Sunday morning, this whole flotilla of canoes proceeded to cruise into the bay, and there was a village, a local indigenous village on the other side of the bay. They cruised into the bay, and these guys bailed out and headed toward the village. Now, what happens in most cases in the islands, they were generally peaceful, and if they had a problem or something going on, some kind of an issue, they might get out and, you know, handle their disputes with fisticuffs and this type of thing. This particular one turned out differently. These guys bailed out of these canoes, and they really didn't have any significant weapons or whatever. The people out from the village came charging down with machetes, and the blood
wow.
ran in the bay that day, Carla.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's very, it was a very frightening, very, situation that gets your attention.
Right.
You know, another incident similar. We called it the real Wild West. In some cases, there was one town I flew into quite often. We had an office there, a place called New Ireland, a city called Kavieng, and flew in there one day, and they had just had a bank robbery, and over there they call bandits, they call them rascals, and they said, you know, hey, you just missed it, Don. The rascals came to town. They robbed a bank over there across the street, and mm-hmm. on the way out of town, they shot up the town with M16s.
Wow.
Like I say, it got to be very interesting a lot of days.
Yes, yes, yes. It seems like it. And just to kind of digress a little bit, I definitely want to encourage our listeners to visit your website, www.dongould.us, dongould.us, and pick up the novel, 9/11 to Global Jihad. I was actually reading a review online today, and I want to share that with our listeners. It says, Don's plot is very engaging with great character development that allows the reader to interact with the characters. The detail captures the reader's imagination. Gould's first techno-political thriller is a quality piece of writing, reads like a movie. That review, Don, definitely caught my attention. And it's, you know, going into my next question for you. Considering it's reading like a movie, are you looking to maybe take this book to the big screen?
That's a potential down the road. We haven't made the connections we need to yet, but it's definitely an objective, Carla.
Right, right. But considering me being a conspiracy theorist, and I'll just wonder how, well, there's a lot of, I guess, like political type thriller stuff out there. So maybe they will allow it to happen, you know?
Right. It takes time and you have to keep working it.
Exactly, exactly. It's definitely some great stuff. You're doing some great things. Definitely want to encourage you to continue. And then also, like I said, that invitation as to coming back, you know, and sharing, you know, news and updates and things like that. And then, of course, the launching of your new talk show. Please, by all means, stay connected with EOTN Radio. We would love to just to be able to share all that great stuff that you're doing.
I definitely do that, Carla, and I look forward to having a lot more communication in the future.
Yeah, definitely. So go ahead and share. I know you mentioned that you were on, I don't know if you mentioned that you're on Twitter. I think you're on Twitter because I think I tweeted you today. So
yeah,
please share with our listeners
Don
ways
Gould
for them to be able to.
On Twitter.
Go ahead.
Author Don Gould.
Okay. Author Don.
Or Don Gould, G-O-U-L-D.
Okay. All right. Cool things. And any last words, Don?
No, I just like I say, the basic message that, you know, I'm trying to send, Carla, is that people need to stay aware of what's going on in the world, and you know, if the unfortunate part of what happens too many times is if we don't understand, we can be blindsided, and that's a fear with some of the things that are happening in the world today. We need to stay educated. We need to stay on top of what's happening, and you know, look at it from both sides of the equation. Okay, too often, you know, we're too polarized, and we need to come together again. That's really, yeah. I guess, a major concern from my perspective.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree. I do, and I commend you on your work with this book, 9/11 to Global Jihad. Until next time, Don, thank you so much for giving us a portion of your Friday.
Thank
And, yes, sir, yes, sir. And to our listeners, definitely, this is a great read, a political techno-thriller, and it's an entertaining way of warning America and our Western world regarding the peril radical Islam presents to every non-Islamic nation. Definitely some great stuff there. You can find out more about Don Gould by visiting his website, which is www.dongould.us, or by emailing him at don@dongould.us. And we'll have the links on our Facebook pages, and we'll link it to Twitter as well. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the eBuzz again. Thank you so much, Don, for your time. And you guys enjoy some Christmas spirits from EOTM Radio. Hold tight, y'all.
Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, born into sin that I may live again, the precious Lamb of God. Holy is the me so, Lord, I shall never know the precious Lamb of God.
Now behold the Lamb. He's the precious Lamb of God. The precious Lamb of God. Now when I didn't always do right, I went left when you told me to go right. Now I'm standing right here in the midst of my tears, proclaiming you to be
your grace.
Never know
why you love me so, Lord, I shall.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Brightly shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul.
A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices,
for yonder brings a new and glorious morn.
Divine, oh
I absolutely love that song. Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. My time is almost up. I have about 3 minutes left, but I definitely want to, before we close out, thank my two guests for chiming in, calling in, sharing with our listeners tonight. John Ackerman, founder of LuxCarWanted.com, and then author Don Gould. He is the author of 9/11 Global Jihad. Definitely some great guests. Make sure you guys visit their websites. John Ackerman's website is www.luxcarwanted.com, and you can find out more about Don Gould by visiting his website, and that is www.dongould.us, and his last name is spelled G-O-U-L-D. And or you can just Google his novel, 9/11 to Global Jihad. It's a political thriller. I'm definitely reading it now, and you should too. Until next time, I am out of here. Before you get out of here, just make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to all of the shows under the EOTM Radio Network. That's my time. Good night, y'all.
Yeah, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron, baby. EOTM Radio, heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of the house. EOTM Radio, heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Playing the best independent artists and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Yeah. Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is not given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people
okay.
Station.
Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating.
Stop
procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. Coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, giving you